Who cares? This is Caution Squat. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Spotify. Welcome back to the My Show Podcast. We are live on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday in Virginia Beach. And let me just start off with saying this. A lot of injuries in the NFL. Colin, well, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but let me start off saying this. All right. AB, obviously the Patriots, cut him. And now, of course, he's a free agent. He has not made up his mind if he wants to go back to the NFL or go to college. See, here's the thing. Is I don't think he's going to make it. Well, I don't think he's going to make it on a team this year. For several reasons. Number one, first of all, he's far behind. He's behind the eighth ball. This is week four coming up. He's only played one game. Alright? So, right there, he's behind the eighth bar, and I don't see him really playing. Second reason is he might get suspended. If not this year, definitely next year with this whole thing. Teams might be afraid to pick him up. He might never play again because of this whole thing. Teams just might be afraid to pick him up. When the Kaepernick thing happened, teams still haven't picked him up. I mean, Pittsburgh needed a good quarterback. A lot of people were saying they should sign him, and they never did. Now, not that his situation is anywhere close to Kaepernick, but when you get these, things against you, teams are just afraid to pick you up, especially in the NFL. So I honestly, at this point, I don't see him playing. I don't see him ever playing again on an NFL team because of this. And that is the only reason, pretty much, is I think teams are afraid to pick him up. I think he's behind the eighth ball. I definitely don't think he's going to finish the season off, and I highly doubt he's going to play next year. Alright, well let's switch into this. A lot of injuries happening in the NFL. Obviously the two teams are in trouble. Carolina being the third, but a distant third. The Saints being two, and the Pittsburgh Steelers being number one. They're all in trouble because of quarterback issues. Cam Newton's been out with an injury. Drew Brees won't be back for at least another 5 weeks. And that is already a close division with Atlanta, with Carolina, Tampa Bay, high hopes. That's already a tough division. And now, could the Saints possibly get behind the eighth ball in that division? Could the Falcons catch them? Could the Panthers possibly catch them? And the other thing is the Pittsburgh Steelers, with the whole issue with Ben Roethlisberger, and you see, I put them on my number one teams that are underestimated, and I did that for one reason, because Ben was still there. And we're going to talk a little bit about Mason Rudolph in a bit. A lot to cover. We are packed today. But that's the issue, is Ben's out. And now they're putting in a second rookie quarterback. I mean, yeah, it's getting a little bit tight for Pittsburgh. And that's already, that's another tough division. Cleveland, definitely high hopes. Baker Mayfield, OBJ. Baltimore's got on fire. Lamar Jackson, I mean, that is going to be, in the next 5 years, Maybe not necessarily Pittsburgh in this, because Ben could retire before then. But that could possibly be a veteran quarterback veteran quarterbacks divisions between Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland. I didn't say Pittsburgh because Mason Rudolph, if this happens, it'll be in the next 5 years. Mason Rudolph won't be a veteran quarterback in the next 5 years, and Ben could be retired. So Pittsburgh's not in this. The Steelers aren't in this talk. But Lamar Jackson, I could definitely see being a veteran quarterback. Andy Dalton is very close to a veteran quarterback, if not a veteran quarterback. And Baker Mayfield in the next 2 years, I could see being a veteran quarterback. Maybe Lamar Jackson closer to three. All right, well, coming up on Carson's Court, we have a lot going on. Stay tuned for all that on the Carson's Court podcast. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. I said it was Friday. It's actually Sunday. Excuse me. All right, well, we're going to start off saying this. A couple days ago, ESPN put on their Facebook page that LeBron James was the top three players this year. And then they said, guess the top two. So now you're looking at, okay, well, you got Kawhi Leonard, you know, obviously Paul George was chosen, and I'll just tell you what the places were in here. Paul George, number 10. Damian Lillard, number 9. Joe Embiid, number 8. Nikola Jokic, number 7. Stephen Curry, 6. Anthony Davis, 5. James Harden, 4. LeBron James, 3. 2 and 1 are questionable. Let me just say this. Number one, number two is not gonna... Number one, Westbrook will not make the list. I think it's going to end up being Kawhi Leonard, number one, and number two, the Greek Freak. That is just my prediction. I don't think Westbrook is going to make the list. And let me just read this. Our NBA rank, so this season, so a lot of you might be saying, well, how about, you know... it says this season, so if a player's hurt, they won't be in. So a lot of people are saying, how about KD? Well, KD won't be playing this season, and it says this season. So if you ask me, he won't be in the top two because he won't be playing this season. So I think it's going to be Kawhi at number one, number two, the Greek Freak. All right, well, let me switch into this. You know, NBA is about to start. I like the Lakers. I love the Lakers. I love the Clippers. I don't like the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I don't like Houston. There's a reason Westbrook does not have a great playoff rate. There's a reason, you know, why. I mean, look, the Houston's been great for years. And I'm not just saying it's because of the Golden State Warriors that they didn't make the NBA Finals, because I think they should be better than what they are. I mean, a lot of the times in the NBA, like this year, you know, I mean, Rockets haven't made it in a good distance to even the NBA Western Conference Finals. So if you ask me, Houston isn't, I don't love Houston. I like Houston. I don't love Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma. I don't even think Oklahoma is going to make the playoffs. I think the West, well, you know, I don't. And I think they're a good team, but I don't think they're a great team. You don't want to confuse good with great. All right, well, let me switch into this. You know, the college playoffs happened last night, and Clemson won by 1 point against North Carolina. I understand North Carolina's good, but 1 point? I mean, a lot of people think Clemson's quarterback is on the way to being the best quarterback in history of college football. You don't win by 1 point, no matter how good the team is. Number one, Clemson's rated number one. Number two, Alabama's two. North Carolina didn't even make the top three. North Carolina's not even in the top 10. North Carolina's not even in the top 15. I love Clemson. I love Alabama. I like North Carolina. So when a love team barely beats a good team, I start questioning that. I love the Baltimore Ravens this year. I like the Cleveland Browns. That was a close game today. Questionable for Cleveland? Maybe. I love the Cowboys. I like the Saints without Drew Brees. I don't love the Saints offense without him. I like the Saints defense. I love the Saints defense. I like the Saints offense. If that's a close game, I'm going to start having concerns for the Dallas Cowboys. I like some teams, and I love teams. But when love teams barely win, that is concerning to the love team. And so, like, if the Lakers, I like the Golden State Warriors this year. I don't love them. Klay Thompson can't stay on the court. I mean, he's injured a lot of the time. So that means Stephon Curry's going to have to take this on his own. He's too young for that, in my opinion. I like Golden State. I don't love them. So if the Lakers, I love the Lakers this year. I love the Clippers. So if the Lakers or Clippers played Golden State and barely won, my concerns would be raised much higher for the Lakers and or the Clippers. I'm going to name the teams in the NFL right now that I love and that I like. First of all, the Cowboys, I love. I like the Saints. I don't like it. Like I said, I don't really care much for their defense, but I like their offense. I like the Bengals. I don't love them. In fact, I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs. I like the Steelers. I don't love them this year, especially without Ben Roethlisberger. I love the Eagles. I love the Packers. That game, I'm not going to pick on each team. That was a pretty fair game. I don't.